We're back to the Ben and Bill Show.
Hello.
Live in the Web Center, I'm Will Thomas.
There have been no episodes of your podcast.
It's something we do every day.
The forefathers of the podcasting movement.
You want to crown them? You crown their ass.
And the show's been around for only, what, as long as podcasts have existed.
And it was a lot of like, rah, 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 rah.
That podcast is filling your head with garbage. You should be in school.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
They are who we thought they were.
You know, they're not unicorns.
Maybe we should
listen to
Ben and Vince.
Welcome to a new season of the Ben and Vince Show.
Whoa, a new season.
That's right.
Yeah, new everything, new, I don't know, new paint, I guess. We got some new paint. That's about it, I think.
Yeah.
How do you like that shade?
I mean, I'm the wrong guy to ask, so.
You can still have an opinion.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, fine. Just say it's fine. It's
looks
good.
The same.
I don't mind it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they went a little overboard on the glitter, but other than that, yeah, I think it's good. So I guess we have some kind of special event for our season premiere.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's season premiere. And speaking of seasons, you know what season it is?
Yeah. I do. The fall, right?
Yeah, fall. And fall is the season where they put out all the Oscar bait movies, you know. In the summer, it's all like blockbuster, you know, Mission Impossible, Formula One, whatever. And now we get down to the fall, and this is where the real quality movies come out.
I guess I usually think of more like late fall as when those come around, but
yeah. But we've got a movie today that we're gonna watch together that's been receiving a lot of buzz,
quite high on the buzz meter.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about it in the context of superlatives. We'll see. I mean, I'm pretty excited. I don't know. What do you think?
I guess I would say my current mood is also superlative about it. So, let's do it.
Yeah. And the movie is called.
Oh, is that my cue? Okay. The movie is called War of the Worlds.
Revival.
Oh, is it actually has that?
Yeah, that's what it says in the name of the file anyway.
Okay.
war.of.the.worlds.revival.1020.5.1080p.webrip.x264.aac5.1-brackets.yts.mx.mp4.
And that's, you're gonna be seeing that in the Academy Awards nominees, okay, just in a few short months.
Yeah.
And they're gonna have to say that full name on stage every time.
Yeah. Okay. So
all right,
here we are. Should we press play?
The listeners can watch along with us, I guess, if they want to.
Either you can watch it along with us by pushing play on the movie when I say to push play, or you can tune into the Twitch stream, but you won't be able to actually see the movie. You'll just see the two of us looking at the screen.
Which is very close to the experience of watching the movie anyway, from what I
think that's what we're going to find out.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Go
Three,
ahead.
Two, one, play.
Dun, 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 dun. Am I supposed to hear anything?
Nope.
Okay. Then I'll sing it. Oh, now I hear something.
Yeah. Yeah, they already took out the best part of this Universal thing.
Universal is always a good company to put out a, you know, space-themed movie, because you got the Earth at the beginning. Right. Oh, but the Earth went away, and now it's just a login box. Oh, this sucks. Radford. Oh, yes, Windows 11. All right, what is he? I missed it. What did he have on his taskbar there? I saw Spotify and Chrome.
Oh, I wasn't looking. He's logging into, I don't know, the mainframe. Oh, here we are, Washington, D.C. I've been there.
Nice. We got Ice Cube.
That's a lot of drones and shit over D.C. I mean, I guess that's what it's like nowadays.
Oh, he's got surveillance cameras all over. So we got Ice Cube playing Will
I bet those
Radford.
Are gonna... Yeah.
Grim. Threat level at the White House is medium. This is his job. He's just watching these cameras.
Is this like Microsoft AI? It feels like it's all Microsoft font.
You know.
Do y'all have a name for this font? Exists?
This font?
Yeah, the Windows font.
Oh, is that Sego?
Oh, is it?
Sego
UI?
Yeah. S-E-G-O-E. Oh man.
Uh-oh, the threat level's high at DHS.
So, okay, so...
Oh, at Dulles Airport, the threat level's high.
Uh-oh. But he's just scrolling past it. Shouldn't he, like, stop and, you know...
Well, this is just his everyday job.
this is uncommentable. Okay, so this guy's job seems to be that he just goes around his screen. He keeps a window open of his own camera so he can see himself too while he's working.
Well, that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sego. Yeah, I think that is Sego.
Yep, looks like Sego to me. Oh, Sandra from NASA.
Sandra NASA.
Okay, this guy works for DHS.
Okay, let's pause our Spotify. Product placement, so we can answer
music.
Our team's product placement.
Teams!
Any noise about it on your end?
Nope, I watch people, not weather.
Okay, so this woman, she's all about extreme weather.
We can't figure out what's causing this atmospheric phenomenon.
I'm surprised the coffee is also not
all of it. It just doesn't
product placementized.
Right, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
NASA's satellites are blind. Ice Cube has confirmed that something crazy is going on.
Can't figure it out.
Yeah. Well, I got bigger fish to fry than watching clouds. Look,
dude. Oh, it's the dude from Avengers, right? You know, what's his
I don't
name?
Know
Agent
if I've seen Avengers.
Whatever. Oh, really? You know, no, Agent Phil or whatever.
I don't know who the fuck Agent Phil is.
No, the guy, the human guy. The Agent of
Shield. Are they all humans?
Well, the non-superpowered dude.
I mean, there's like a main guy, right? The main
Phil
agent
Coulson.
Guy.
That's something.
That's not him. To
collect our that is him. Not this hooded us. Man
no,
right now.
No, the other guy, his boss or whatever, the guy he was chatting watch, with is not.
Yeah.
And right is captured and evaluated to censor our awareness of the truth.
Are you paying attention to this part, by the way? Tyrannical
well, okay, there was some crazy weather, and he came here to watch terrorists, not watch clouds or something. And Disruptor has posted. Oh, we're in the code. Oh my god.
Oh no.
You'll see all the alarm.
He looked up an IP address that consisted of like 20 alphanumeric characters.
That he got from like the HTML source code of some page.
Yeah.
Oh, he's stalking this girl for sure. Or it's his daughter or something.
Threat analysis unclear. She was at Georgetown.
Oh, it's his daughter. Okay. Time to place a Microsoft Teams call from a secure facility to your daughter.
Microsoft Teams is the most secure product out there, okay?
What are you thinking?
Jesus, Dad, how many times have we been
one hard boiled egg, all right? They're right next to the donuts. Would it kill you? You need more protein.
I need to get to work.
No, you need to lay off the soy milk. You haven't had any protein this week.
How do you know?
Let's just say me and your fridge is pretty tight.
You hacked my fridge? Dad.
Lay off of that stuff. It's no good for the baby. It has zero calcium.
It does have calcium. I majored in bio.
Okay, so she's pregnant. Did you get that?
Hold on.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
With a baby.
Uh-oh.
Got you.
Team viewer.
I don't know this one.
When's the last time you left the office?
This movie. Like,
it's like a software where you can remote into somebody's PC, but like, wouldn't you just use like remote desktop?
Well, but this is a backdoor, right?
Microsoft Teams.
He's doing this non-consensually to Dave's PC. Whatever he did.
He's doing a lot of things non-consensually to different people's various devices.
Yeah. I guess my question with this movie, after having watched, you know, actually after having watched 0 minutes of it, and then now after having watched like a few minutes of
it. Wait, now he's talking on WhatsApp?
Yo, did you delete my game?
You know you wasted time with that.
Yeah, he's Dad, you know, you gotta use whatever tools are available, okay? Uh-oh, Sandra was calling back.
You should really listen to Sandra Nasso. She's got something interesting to say about the clouds.
The clouds, yeah. This guy works in the cloud, not on the clouds, okay?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess my question is like, you know, you could just not make this. Like, who did they think would think it was cool to watch a movie where he's just like clicking around a computer the entire time? Like, that's not fun.
I think the reason is because they made it like in 2020 or something, or they came up with the idea during 2020.
Yes. Okay, and it took them this long to get the budget together.
Playing dumbass video games. That's what.
Did Ice Cube enjoy making this movie? Do you think?
Do you think he left his house?
Come on, you haven't even
stuff. Like. This whatever the running time on this movie is, 90 minutes. This is probably a 90-minute job for him.
Gaming, it's you. Might be good therapy.
Oh, he found Disruptor in Chicago.
We gotta deal with Disruptor.
You are officially banned.
Bam! That was easy.
Are you kidding me?
He's even got the easy button. This movie actually must have been written in like 1998.
Good morning, my.
Oh, he's even gonna commandeer drone. Okay. I mean, it's moving fast. There's a lot of pieces happening. I have to say that.
Lord have mercy.
There's, I mean, a character. Like, we got this guy now. Oh, he said they got money from Microsoft and Amazon to make this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Not your daddy, okay. Man.
Oh, he's not his dad. Okay. Sorry. I thought this was another kid.
Sorry. I think it's someone's boyfriend.
Anyway, I know you told Faith you have to work. Just to tempt you, we're all wearing these fun shirts.
You know,
he already said that. Yeah. Didn't he already type that?
A grandpa shark one for.
Oh, maybe this is like a deja vu kind of thing.
Continuity error.
It's grumpy too.
Oh, he's not loving that.
Whiskers and everything.
What shall?
Oh shit. Sorry. I guess I should have talked to Faith before I made shirts. My bad. Keep up the good work over there, okay?
I would think this guy, Ice Cube, you know, there's a high risk of him, like, pasting the wrong thing in the wrong window, right? He's got, like, so much going on.
He's doing a lot of alt-tabbing, although he seems to only have about 4 contacts.
Yeah. And he's doing personal work, personal communication on his, you know, on his work time, or maybe he's just always working, so. Okay, so he's a little bit overprotective of his daughter Faith.
Microsoft knows who the baby daddy is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna hack her MacBook now.
Damn, changed the password again.
Smart. Open password generator. Generate TeamViewer master key.
Damn, only an elite hacker would know how to do that.
Oh shit, he got into her MacBook. So they're not married, but he's the baby daddy.
So, okay. Do you think she's pregnant with the aliens or what?
Yeah, we are spending a lot of time.
Oh, wow. Spoiler alert. Don't worry. One day he'll see that you're going to save humanity.
Cannibal Code reprograms DNA to attack 6 cells. Okay, so she's going to defeat the aliens later.
Is that like for people who have sick cell anemia?
Exactly. Yeah, it's just we're spending a lot of time on the relationship between this girl and her dad and her baby daddy.
Yeah, that's called backstory. Oh, now we're on Facebook.
Facebook.com. Okay, so we've slowed way down. Ice Cube.
Thanks, Facebook.
This movie is really approximating the feeling of just like having not turned any notifications off on your app.
Well, I feel like a lot of people do that.
I know.
Have you noticed that? Like,
yeah. I'm like, that's intolerable.
Like, they'd be getting like New York Times headline notifications all day. I'm like, or like CNN. I'm like, that just seems like it would drive me insane. Why would you not turn that off?
Yeah. Why would you turn it on in the first place?
Yeah.
So do we think that... Eric, that's the mom? Do we think his wife died or something?
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention. Yeah, I guess so. Probably. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Search warrant! Yeah.
Versus disruptor. Oh,
wow,
shit.
Microsoft Teams got that warrant over there instantly.
William, look at that.
Really took your time with this one, didn't you?
Oh, shit. Hold on. I gotta add Bridge to this conversation.
Right. That's not the Avengers guy.
It's definitely him.
FBI special no, it's agent not.
Jeffries on the line. Sir. Good to meet you, Jeffries.
Now I'm going the other way. Okay, so Agent Jeffries is going to take out Disruptor. Is that what's happening right now?
Agent Jeffries is not the guy who you think is from the Avengers.
Agent Jeffries is the woman. Okay. That guy.
Yeah, that's not the Avengers guy.
Maybe it's not.
This so-called Disruptor is trying to reveal a top-secret program.
Maybe it is. We're gonna get to the bottom of this by the end of this movie.
We're all over this guy. Little punk.
Oh, we found him. Okay. So he's like.
What the inside of his apartment looks like?
Copy that. Yes. Again.
So he's like anonymous. Is that the idea?
I got a bad feeling about this warrant service.
Yeah, I think it's a trap.
I love how she's tactically holding her cell phone with the gun.
No, it must be a GoPro.
No, you didn't see that? She was holding like gun in one hand, phone in the other hand.
I see. You know, Sandra Nassa won't shut the hell up. Look at that lightning effect. Oh shit. Sandra Nassa, you're not privileged to know about that.
I feel like he's got a crush on this Sandra Nassa, otherwise why is he talking to her?
These security cameras are on public networks.
Disruptor could be watching.
Why would he know where the furniture? Oh, it doesn't matter.
Open door, unit 209.
All right, here we go. Wait, not here we go. The not Avengers guy is just like sweatily watching from his office or what?
Well, the FBI agent was tactically licking her lips.
Look at them picking that lock. Okay, go, go, go. Broad daylight. We're in Chicago.
Oh. The apartment's empty. Like he fooled you.
He hacked the feed. It's just a laptop. Clever little bastard. This is reminding me of some other movie. What's another movie where they go in and then it's just a laptop?
Uh-oh. It happened in 24. Damn, Disruptor's disrupting the shit out of that building.
Look at that reaction shot. Oh!
I thought you already commandeered this drone.
Well, you gotta recommandeer it, you know. Like it expires. Okay, there's like missiles flying or something.
This is some next level disruption.
You got disrupted. Zoom in on adjusting the glasses. Oh wow, he can even... Oh my god, there's missiles flying like all over the globe from space.
But like, here's how does he know that that's actually happening? He's not out there, he's in a room. Maybe Disruptor hacked all the feeds to make it look like aliens are attacking.
It's just all, yeah, he lives in a room, that's it. He doesn't live in real life.
On the other hand, like, I'm just in a room, so maybe all this is actually happening right now.
I don't follow.
Like, you know, we're seeing look, on see, the screen he doesn't, all he doesn't this turn alien off. Shit going on. Maybe that's actually real.
That's what happened in like the 30s or whatever, right? When they did the radio broadcast of this very same story. Oh my god. All over the world. Even Tijuana. It's not missiles, it's meteors. Every country in the world. Maybe not Malta, but...
Summer's speeding up, summer's slowing down. I like how there was still like a little realistic loading time on that video.
Your location is gonna get hit. I'm heading to one of the crash sites now. The glasses are out.
Yeah.
But I guess the communication satellites are still up because she was able to send him that video.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, not the coffee! Oh,
even his office was hit. Oh no! It spilled his coffee! Does he work? No one else comes to the office?
I feel like that was worse. That was worse, like... You know how, like, on Star Trek, when their ship gets hit by, like, a torpedo or whatever, and they all just, like, fling themselves all over the set?
Yeah.
I feel like that was better acting than what we just saw there.
Yeah. Did you see that his boss requested an emergency Zoom meeting? These guys are all over the place on communication methods. Oh, he looks physically sick. Faith is nowhere to be found.
Weak signal means we still have like excellent resolution and frame rate, but it looks like a shitty VHS video.
Yeah. Okay, so she went in the door. The door closed. Kaboom. Where was she? Oh, she's hiding under her lab desk.
I feel like we already saw that in the other video.
This is the tried and true duck and cover method. Basements, parking garages, fallout shelters, anything that can provide safe and effective. Why doesn't he go to until the meteor storm
has stopped? OMW? What does that mean?
That's secret, top secret code. Damage and casualties
so far. Get on Zoom!
Who's this dude again? I missed it. Get out of there! Now!
He dropped his phone, I guess.
No. He says get out of there, but like, where's he supposed to go? He's outside.
Keywords, Dave Radford's location. DuPont on the map. He's in DuPont, yeah. He needs to get out of there. He needs to follow that path on the map.
Yeah. Like, go. Uh-oh. That dude. No, it's
static again. Why did he salute?
Come on. Come on, Dave.
Dude, Ice Cube, you gotta just get out there. Go physically look for these people.
I love the idea that Ice Cube names his sons Dave and Faith.
Get on Zoom. She sent him a Teams chat that he should get on Zoom.
We have DHS joining, and we have NASA on the ground at an event site.
I think it might be the Avengers guy. It sounds like him. Wow.
No, it's just a meteor.
Whoa.
This is incredible. I'm gonna get closer.
Is this the NASA person? I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, I think so. I guess she was in D.C. Or no, she's just wherever she is.
Can you tell yet what they're comprised of?
Where's he at? They didn't attack the golf course?
Who's that?
Stand by.
What the hell is that?
Oh, it does say Sandra NASA on the screen. For some reason, his name is huge.
She's in L.A. Okay.
Reroute cellular to satellite.
Wow.
What was that hand? What is that?
She's feeling the meteor. Hey, that's weird. It's opening up.
Sandra! How do you like this digital artifacting?
His
tentacles or something!
Sandra!
Secretary Crystal, the protocol is DEFCON here, yes?
Absolutely. Authorizing DEFCON now. I'll notify the president.
What did he say? We're going to DEFCON what?
Assets to domestic meteor sites.
I don't know.
And now our team's calling.
What the hell that was? I'm talking full mobilization here.
Wait, there's a phone ringing? Like a literal phone?
This movie is about communication, okay?
Apparently. I mean, what's the number one thing you need in an office?
Calling for an urgent meeting with the UN General Assembly right now.
You remember how in the War of the Worlds book they get on Zoom and what's that?
Is there a book?
It's a book originally, you idiot.
I thought it was originally a radio play.
No, it was a book. And then it was a radio play.
Okay. I told Amanda it was a radio play, and she was like...
Engagement here!
Engagement?
So you mean like a podcast?
No. Burn on the original world. No, it was a book. I think I read that book. And it's like...
Is it H.G. Wells?
Yeah, H.G. Wells.
Okay, I did know that.
Oh, shit.
And then there was only the Tom Cruise movie and then this one, right?
Yeah,
is that
I guess
Mewtwo?
So.
Why is he, like, turned on?
Bit of a strange reaction. Okay, here's Agent Jeffries. Okay, so what does this have to do with Disruptor? We're getting back to Disruptor now.
Okay.
My God.
Oh yeah, shoot it with your pistol.
Yeah, get him down. Oh, Dave's calling.
I'm coming back to you.
What's going on with the sound? Are you doing that?
I figured this would be a safe place to talk.
We're being hacked. The aliens are coming.
Right now.
Nah, Dad, I spoke to her. She's safe. Mark's picking her up. Listen, I need to talk to you about something.
I don't have time for that right now.
Dad,
okay?
This is important. I don't think you understand the dynamics at play here.
Nobody understands, okay? We're in a national.
Where's this phone? Answer the phone.
Information I think you might want to know.
Not now, Dave. Not now. I need.
So does he need glasses or not? He keeps taking them on and off.
Only when he's not serious.
Okay, here come the choppers. Bring them down. Oh no. God, it's doing some horrible shit.
Energy weapon.
Oh, shit. Laser.
Get out of there!
Nice give up my good place. walking around. Uh-oh. Agent Jeffrey
is lasered to death.
She is dead. She is super dead.
Eyewitness video is coming.
I told you I had a bad feeling about that warrant service.
Yeah, you were totally right.
Citizens are astonished by what's happening.
So where's Faith? We need her to engineer some sick cells.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's definitely what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
What happens in the original one? I don't think I ever saw the Tom Cruise one.
I don't know. I don't remember what happens in the movie. But yeah, I mean, the story is like they get machines and meteors.
Absolutely, do not go outside.
No, they get killed by bacteria. Like they can't handle the,
okay,
the bacteria from our planet. Okay.
Yeah. So he's the only guy who works in DHS, and whenever there's an attack, he just sends an all caps Teams message to his boss saying, "We are under attack."
Well, you know, you see some of these signal messages that got leaked. I think this is pretty much how it works.
Fair enough. Yeah, I guess everyone else behind him took the buyout or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That the violent storms around the world. This way of making a movie is exhausting to watch.
Disabled power grid. My computer works fine though.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's just like. Is he making a spreadsheet here or something? What's he doing?
I guess so.
He's just like.
Yeah, I agree. It's very like. How many cuts do you think are in this movie?
Like 800 million.
We'll have more. Like, it's 90 minutes. Soon. I think we're probably averaging. I've never showed this. I mean, if you count when, like, every time it zooms around the screen or whatever.
I guess I won't count that. But. Okay?
20 cuts a minute?
Yeah. At least.
Why'd she go outside? She needs to get out of there.
Safe under her indestructible lab desk.
I guess he probably told her to get out of there, so she went.
Yeah, now he's telling her to get out of here.
Uh-oh, look out.
Helicopter. Did she get out of there? What do we think?
What do we think about Ice Cube's fit here?
What do you mean?
Like, the chinos, quarter zip, over button-down shirt, lanyard.
Do you think he was the... Do you think he was the first choice for this role, or like who did they have in mind when they were writing it?
I mean, this is really like a.
Are you okay?
Is she okay?
Her heart rate was still like 105, so. Hi, Dad. I didn't get crushed by the helicopter.
Baby.
Oh my god, it hurts so bad.
Okay, stay calm.
Oh, she got friggin' impaled or something.
Don't you move, okay?
Yeah, why don't you go outside? She's like presumably a few blocks away from where you're at. Oh, call 911, that'll help.
911.
I'm coming for you now. Dialing 911. The first one to ever do that. Oh, he's leaving.
Locked in. Oh, he's locked in.
He's locked in. The aliens locked the door.
That's it. He's giving up. That's oh, DHS lockdown. Oh,
the one computer he can't hack.
Okay. This door.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming right now.
I mean, the door is like made of glass, you know? Must be so fancy. Okay. You know, indestructible glass.
Oh, here we go. We're on the move.
Her camera's doing all kinds of fancy cuts, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we're getting like multiple cuts in the same split screen. We're cutting on the left, yeah. And we're cutting on the right. How about this soundtrack? Oh.
Wait, is he coming or like how did he get out?
He hacked the door. He did hack it.
Yeah, he hacked the door. Oh, I see.
Now he's in the pipe room.
I'm sorry, but I'm coming.
Did 911 not work out or what?
Yeah, for some reason it was busy. Wait, he's back at his desk again.
Okay, I got a little turned around in the office. I swear.
No, stay where you are.
Sorry, I always forget where the elevator is on this floor. Don't worry.
Dad, what's that sound?
Shit, it's close by!
I seriously don't get what was the point of him going outside. Like, he didn't go anywhere.
He didn't, he made it like, yeah, to like the stairwell.
Oh, here we go. You see that Tesla? You should buy a Tesla so that somebody at the DHS can remotely hack it.
Can hack it. Okay, here it comes. Auto drive. Can he hack the robot, the alien?
Yeah, well, why doesn't he try that? Oh, that sounds bad.
Okay, get in. Don't you think it might just, like, not notice her if she didn't move around?
Don't you think that the big alien robot could probably step on the car or blow it up with a laser?
Oh, damn, it got away just in time. That was some really good directing there. Really felt the tension.
Got you.
Okay, I couldn't make it out there. So, but I did get a Tesla for you.
Hospitals are full, baby.
Resort
to Maryland. Oh. But he was going to Arlington.
Excuse me. Destination is 1 mile away. So much. We tried Sibley. We tried Georgetown. We tried GW. They're all full.
Resort to Holy Cross.
Damn. Right, I got you. He turned on the AC for her. How nice.
And like all the other cars are just driving around like normal.
Yeah, that's true. Like, hey, what's going on?
Hey, can you zoom in on your face a little bit more, please? You not want me at your shower. It's like no, she's just, it's just like in normal traffic.
Yeah, that's no. True.
I'm serious.
Maybe they don't have the aliens in this part of town.
Yeah, I guess. That's so funny now that you mentioned that. So, yeah, I'm going to get bagel. Do you think they filmed this on location in our nation's capital?
I actually do think that.
Really? Okay. Looking for any landmarks I can see on the road here.
I saw like a metro escalator before.
Oh, okay, nice. I'm not a kid anymore. I think there's some funny emotions.
Maybe they just used stock footage for that, and this part was actually in LA.
Yeah, sure.
Oh no.
Uh-oh, it's low on battery. What? He's hanging up? Why did he hang up?
I don't know. I thought it was saying that like his.
Oh, her phone is low on battery. Oh, wait.
Everything is low on battery now.
Everything is low on battery. What?
What?
What did he just sabotage?
Okay.
Oh, now we got a blue screen.
Enable.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, phew. Low battery mode.
All right.
Tech support.
Just tech support. Aren't you the tech support?
Come on.
DHS tech support on it. Is that what it's like when you message your tech support at work?
My daughter is in danger. They're like, hey man, I just do the sysadmin stuff here, alright?
Yeah, also text. Like I also don't have any family members in the world that's being attacked by aliens right now. I'm gonna drop everything to get you a level 5 password.
Well, it seemed like it was pretty easy. This is just, we got a crack spot. Look at his dumb face.
Who is that?
It's me. Dude, Will. Keep your eyes on that road.
The boyfriend is really smart.
I'm on my way to her now. He looks like Riz Ahmed, but is he not actually Riz Ahmed?
And you get your skinny ass over there now.
I'm on my way to her right now.
Sending Mark to you now. What am I, just a resource? Heart. Okay.
That heart emoji means so much. Take those glasses off.
So do you think she's going to, like, give birth in this movie?
To an alien. Oh, wow.
Gmail.
He's sending her an email? What?
Taking some time to write a Gmail. No.
How is he going to die? He won't even go outside.
Oh. Oh, Sandra Nessa is okay.
His crush is still alive. They knocked out our eyes? Oh, not literal eyes.
Came in from the International Space Station confirming the violent storms the world experienced were from thousands of meteors blasting through the atmosphere.
Wait.
Meteors appear to have been crashed into NASA satellites? That's
crash.
Some kind of tense.
On purpose.
Worldwide are assembled to strike back. We're told the U.S. president is being briefed any minute now. Attack squadrons of F-35s.
Isn't our world just so modern that you feel that way?
So we definitely, like, our tax dollars pay for this movie, right?
Yeah, maybe. Airborne
troops to engage once the presidential order has been given. Ground troops are making their way.
Okay, here go the troops.
Yeah, they're very, very calmly standing in formation and sailing and flying.
Waiting on your rep. They have wiped out our secure conference on Zoom. Okay, they're using the secure feature of Zoom right now.
Is the president here? Oh, there he is.
The threat report. Will, what are the high priority, most vulnerable?
Time to do my actual job.
Put that Gmail on hold.
On our infrastructure, on power grids, water, communication, and top level military targets.
Maybe Coulson is really, you know, like exactly into this. Like, yeah.
And they are systematically eliminating resources and our ability to coordinate a response. Here, let me show you.
But Zoom is still working?
Global response headquarters, yeah. Our most sensitive target.
They must be using the, you know, underground cables to talk to each other.
Based on their prioritized destruction of these critical intelligence command centers.
Ice Cube worked hard on these lines.
I know.
Facilities are next.
The guy is still at the golf course. He, like, go somewhere more secure.
Well, apparently it's the safest place in America with no aliens in sight.
So if we concentrate, we respect the game of golf. Assets
to our high priority locations, we can hit as many as possible. I think it's the only option we have.
We keep looking at this map of, like, red, glowing red dots. Look at the president right now.
He's got some kind of glasses prescription. What?
Yeah, they're like foggy.
This plan is humanity's last chance. I see no other option to initiate this war of the worlds to save us all.
Ice Cube's excited.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, here we go. Let's go. Troops. Why is there, like, a church bell ringing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that part of the Operation War of the Worlds?
Collaboration to defend our cities.
Damn, our taxpayer dollars paid for this so hard.
Put aside their differences in an effort to protect the home planet.
CNN reporting a breaking live.
It's 12 o'clock.
States president is calling the global military response a war of the.
How long do you think it took to, like, code the like map UI search engine thing that he's using?
Victories and defeats are unpredictable.
Well, they just coded up a UI using Visual Basic or whatever.
They probably vibe coded it.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Fox News. This is incredible.
How they took it down? I missed that. What did they do? I didn't even see that.
I mean, use the power of the troops. Operation War of the Worlds. Boom. Done.
Boom. Wait, so I wasn't really listening, but the plan was to send the military to fight the aliens, like, and the president.
Yeah, the plan was, he said, like, we're gonna do War of the Worlds. I have no other choice.
But to, like, attack them with, like, weapons. Okay.
And then Ice Cube's plan is to sit and cheer from his office.
Military operation continues. This reporter can't help but wonder.
Okay, we did it. Great job, everyone.
Turns out they were allergic to bombs and missiles.
The rampage of the invaders against critical human resources. DC has publicly stated that they will not speculate why they attacked and what they could want.
Sorry, Sandra.
Hang up on your girlfriend. Your daughter's at the
These machines are did she get abducted or be
predetermined destination. If that's my Tesla,
coordinated and seen I'd be pissed.
I'd be mad.
So far, nothing is able to stop their advance. And the military counteroffensive is continuing to bombard the relentless
East Street Expressway. Okay. She's staggering through the hallway. But
I gotta get this thing out of my leg.
No. Don't touch it. Wait for Mark.
So the hospital is, like, vacant? Why even bother going to the hospital?
No, she's in some random office.
Oh.
Just relax.
It hurts so bad.
Don't hang up, Faye. Mark, hurry up!
It's like that meme where the girl's hiding under the desk from the Terminator.
As soon as you get there, okay?
Oh, what's the meme? I'm cramping up! She's hiding under the desk from the Terminator.
Like, yeah.
What's the joke, though?
Just holler if you need me.
I don't know. Usually the Terminator is labeled as something, and the girl is labeled as, like, me, you know?
I got it. Okay. Look, dude, thanks for bringing up the Terminator, because that's giving me memories of, like, good movies. Which is, like, my memory of the Terminator right now is improving this experience by a lot.
First they took out our eyes, then they took out our ears. Keywords Sandra NASA.
Sandra's like, if Sandra finds out that's how she's in his address.
Well, apparently that's how she's in, like, the official government computer.
Oh yeah, Sandra, she's like the NASA lady or what?
She was last seen on No Hope Street, so she might not be around too long.
A giant red exclamation point is traveling down the road. At 60 miles an hour.
Get on Zoom! Get out of there!
He wants her to check out Great Avenue. South Great Avenue.
OMW! Oh, the aliens are really here to steal our greatest resource.
Oh, they're going to the data centers.
Data.
Yeah, now I remember this from the trailer. Is that the African American History Museum?
No.
Now what the hell?
Oh, look at that. They eat the data. The data is their food.
Oh, man.
Does he say that?
All right. Just hear me out on this. The government...
No. I don't want to hear nothing you have to say that starts off with the government.
The government's been keeping secrets from you, Dad. From all of us. They have a surveillance network that's... 1,000 times stronger than anything you can
imagine.
You
don't think I know about the government surveillance network? I am the government surveillance network.
Okay. All right, best actor nomination.
That's fake news.
Think about it. What do you think?
That's fake news.
All these secret satellites they're launching?
That's Goliath.
He won me over. I'm on board.
Wirelessly transmitted to some underground facility on the East Coast.
Jesus, Dave.
Dad, listen. Goliath collects everything on us, and they won't stop until they have it all.
Until they have it all.
Fine. I love you, but you gotta leave this conspiracy shit at the door. I gotta go.
Wait, yes. His background, like, completely changed.
Bill, check this out! It looks like a missile took it down, but it's still alive. I can hear
That's
it.
That's one Wilshire. You know, everywhere they've been going, there's a data center.
Data center?
Yeah, they found all the government servers. Look, I need you to get closer.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
I'm wondering
about
this data angle. It's like a cable.
Hold on. What is this?
Tentacles like fiber optics.
This thing looks alive too. It looks like it smashed its way into the building.
It's sucking up the data.
Be careful. Do they really make data centers that are like all glass on the outside?
Yeah, data centers are some of the coolest looking buildings around.
My feeds are down. Can you give me eyes
on that thing? Tripods around the globe have insert. She's in the data center.
Yeah, she got in there real quick.
Yeah. Well, the door was kind of like smashed up.
Damn, look at that. It's sucking up all the data.
Shit in the world.
Will, this thing is branched out everywhere, and it's covering the servers.
Oh, shit.
The servers.
Oh, look at all the data getting drained out.
It has a map.
Get out of there!
Oh my god!
Get out of there!
No, you just told me to go in there!
The data's gonna get on you.
Dude, I think they just like sucked up the data out of her. Like.
Like out of her body?
Yeah, I think the tentacle just like. You know?
Shit.
Connection.
I saw that in a porn once.
Uh-oh, military system breach. Data loss.
Show me whoever all cams, global. Oh no!
Oh shit, without data, planes can't even fly. Data is the lifeblood of our world.
Without data, our soldiers' faces get all scrambled.
The aircraft carrier like tipped over. Offensive is
crumbling as we report this to you now.
All systems have been penetrated.
Why is everyone's faces blurred out?
Because they don't have any data.
There are no other options.
They got the data.
The military has been completely crippled.
Only one man remains. Whoa, what was that? Uh-oh. Now I have the data.
Has been penetrated and drained of data.
Wait, that was like a counter of victories, deaths, kills, like... They borrowed
that
from
Xbox. That's
the kind
of data
we have
right now, but it's all slipping away.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we get it, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, the movie wasn't quite long enough. We had to put in some more montages. I mean, yes, we do get it, but I also am not convinced that the writers of this movie know what data is.
There's a problem.
Oh, so you made it. What's going on?
Well, yeah, I'm with her, but she's...
Some weird shit is happening.
I thought that I could stop the bleeding if I took it out.
Mark! Mark! You need to do something.
Do what?
Something.
What can I do?
Something. That's helpful.
Ice Cube is a really good leader. You need to do something.
What? Something.
Oh, he's an Amazon delivery driver, so he has packing tape.
I'm a pro.
Sometimes it's the most unlikely hero who can save the day. He's gonna pack up her wound.
Do you think Amazon delivery drivers carry rolls of packing tape? Just a, you know, tactical, for tactical everyday use, or?
That's right, no, because, you know, in the truck it's just like a bunch of items all jumbled around in there, and then when they get to your house, they put it in the box and tape
oh,
it
that
up.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so you made it. Good.
The NASA person made a big discovery.
Oh, she didn't get killed? Bugs! Oh.
That's his girlfriend, she can't die.
I know, but it really seemed like she died. Look at the bugs, they go over to a chip and they just like suck the data out.
It's intelligent. The more data it consumes, the smarter it gets.
These things eat data.
Exactly. That's why those servers were being emptied.
Wait a minute.
Oh, they want the data.
Holy shit.
So did they like run out of data on their home planet or something? Is that the idea?
To the data centers. And those tripods are just Trojan horses to get those little bugs into the servers.
To
Get to the data. We're figuring it out. Sandra is the key player.
The data is their food. Air traffic control blind. Do you think my flight will be delayed?
Yeah, man.
Commercial airline. Nope, definitely not. Look at all the oh no.
Why were they
falling to their deaths?
Passenger jets falling to their deaths. They even killed the plane. With traffic
escaping cities in. Oh, now there's traffic.
It doesn't look that bad actually. Power grids are collapsing. Okay, yeah, no, I love that shot of like 100,000 planes.
Oh, by the way,
in the
Starlink. Did you notice that it said Starlink camera feed?
Oh, I missed that. From around the world show mass rioting
and looting to get whatever. The
New York Times.
New York Times is just a video now. We pivoted to video. Your memories are deleting. Oh no. His dead wife only lives in Data and they're eating her.
No. Did you see it? Oh, that was a picture of Ice Cube when he was a small person. To the kids. I love you, oh baby. No. It's the last
every year he sends a message to his wife on Facebook saying I miss you once a year.
Did you notice it says in loving memory and now there's no memory.
Oh no.
The glasses are really off.
I got it. Oh, disruptor. Oh, they're back. Disruptor. Don't worry, the glasses are back on.
Disruptor is still up. Do you think Dave is
Disruptor? I told you,
Disruptor. Dude, I think Dave is Disruptor. Is
Data. Oh. Data is food!
For the superior intelligence that invaded Earth. The government knew. This would happen. And they activated Goliath anyway. If they locate Goliath and consume its data, the world will return to the Stone Age. The invaders won't stop until they have it all. It's too late now. The glasses. The invaders won't stop until they have
it all. Glad YouTube's still working. Won't stop until
they have it all. Yeah, right, exactly. Ice Cube and me have come to the same conclusion. Dave is the disruptor. Sent to what?
Guardian?
Vocal decryption.
So, like, I mean, this is like a true test of an actor, right? Like, have it all. It won't stop until you can. If you can. Have it all.
Yeah, convey everything.
All these scenes where, like, you know, you're just reacting to nothing, right? You have no scene partner. It's just like emoting in front of a camera.
Mm-hmm. Stop until they have it all.
Looks like you're right. If you notice, but his fake background was like glitching a little bit there on that zoom.
Hey Dave, just wanted to.
It's you.
Yeah. Well, yes, kind of.
How could you, man? How could you? My own son is hacking the government.
You know, for someone who spends their life watching, you sure do miss a lot. But the past is the past. I'm ready to work together now, are you?
He's like, yeah, all right.
I gotta go.
Wait. Boy, that was really emotional.
Time you understood the truth.
So wait, what did Goliath actually, I mean, sorry, not Goliath, what did Disruptor actually do? That was a long sentence.
What?
He's gonna open the document even after he said it.
Raytheon Boeing Lockheed.
Yeah, he's like, okay, yeah, I mean, I'm aware of these programs. Ew, Skinwalker Ranch. That sounds gross.
Yeah.
He's just gonna go to them one at a time.
Violent weather, strange craft sightings.
Oh, the government knew about the aliens. The is that what we're saying?
Collecting data. Oh man.
Oh, they came for the data. Place. The data is their food.
They know.
Data was starting even way back in 1948. They fucking had that alien.
They even know about these things.
The bugs. Okay, so like, wait, what though?
Arrived on Data.
So what's the idea though? That like, damn. We knew about the aliens and we
lied to me.
We just did nothing about it, or we wanted them to come. I mean, the government, like.
We decided to build a big thing of their food to.
No wonder.
Oh, Agent Coulson was in on it.
He's in on it.
It's too risky, Briggs. Shut it down now.
Hey, Audacity.
Respect, General.
That's nice.
To make this podcast.
Like it or not,
it's the greatest surveillance the world has ever
seen. They will come for it. It'll be a full invasion. Damn it.
Invasion. We now have the ability to predict every person's thoughts and movements. It's total control.
So Briggs went broke. Put the whole damn thing in this building.
So that's where he's at, right?
Okay, so now he's really gonna have to get up and leave his office.
I still do not understand earlier why he like broke out of the office just to go back inside. Like he just ran around in a circle. I'm coming for you. Okay, I'm back. Get out of there.
I don't know. Maybe we missed some dialogue.
Don't worry, they won't get into Goliath. I air gapped the entire system.
I think I have those same curtains.
The American flag.
Yes, I have an American flag standing in every room of my house.
Mommy and Daddy, if we can't track our babies, how can we protect them?
Is that what this is about? Well, my family's not protected. They're not safe.
DHS building is a goddamn bunker. Goliath is 40 feet underground. There's no way they can get to it. I made sure of it.
You are saying I didn't sign up for this shit. No way.
This is like selfie video. It keeps changing aspect ratio.
Yeah. Okay, so.
What? I thought he usually calls that guy on Zoom.
Yeah, the most secure. Oh shit, they revoked all his access. He can't do anything now.
He can't even connect to the internet.
No internet.
Google Chrome. Yeah, dude, you don't have internet. If you don't have it on the browser, you don't have it on Teams.
I thought we just saw that, right? Okay, we saw it again. But he's still getting alerts? Disruptor.
His son hacked in to contact him.
Damn. His like father, like son, expert. What? Okay, they're just literally
the guy from Saw,
ripping off
actually.
War games. No, it's War Games.
Is that what he says in War Games?
Isn't it? I don't know, I never saw War Games.
Maybe it was a reference.
I saw it once.
I did see it once.
Oh man, he's like totally just pivoted over to the
touchdown. Thank God this I don't have to get up out of my chair now.
Yeah, this movie is moving fast.
C users Windows. So okay.
Windows, hello.
Why did he have to take off his glasses to do
it? You know, it does eye recognition.
Authentication.
The voice on the, yeah. It doesn't recognize his voice if you're wearing glasses. You know how you sound different when you're wearing glasses. They gave birth.
You can't say, it's unclear what he means by baby girl. Okay. Like, what is
it? And the picture didn't show anything. I think he just meant his
girlfriend.
So what do we okay.
Do? All right.
I think it's deliberately misleading.
Take away the data, flood the servers until they crash.
You mean a denial of service attack?
Exactly.
Nah, Adidas won't cut it.
We gotta poison their food supply, okay? So we gotta infect all the data centers. Come with a good old-fashioned rabbit virus.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about. Dad, that's classic.
We gotta go old school. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Exactly.
Now, one thing I know.
Yeah, no way, no that's how. What I said.
Can you and I write this virus alone?
Well, not alone, but if we had the right team.
Okay, I'll make some calls.
Oh, damn. Hacker What's crew, assemble.
Nothing, just everyone you know.
I guess it's realistic, but I do feel that they should have settled on a consistent pronunciation of data versus data in this movie. I mean, I know in real life people do say it differently, but it's a bit distracting.
Your dad's DHS. He's the goddamn enemy. What the hell? You turn on us, Dave? I thought this was supposed to be our safe space.
Guys, enough.
It was the first guy, Bane.
For one reason, Goliath.
Bane's involved.
Your dad, DHS?
It's over.
So what do you want to do?
I can't do a good Bane.
Data centers they've connected
to. That's pretty good, I would say.
Rabid virus to infect. I do it too, like, pitchy, you know, like.
But we must hello. Rabid virus
payload upload. I'm Bane. All right,
fellas. You sound a little bit like something else.
Yeah, what is that? What am I actually doing?
I don't know, like some like old wizard cartoon character or something.
I'll create the rapid virus. Starfire, brute
force. Like Yoda? Maybe you sound like Yoda?
Yeah, maybe it's Yoda Bane.
Yoda Bane.
Burnout just status.
What if Yoda and Bane were friends?
Hijacking user credentials.
I was born in the dark, I was.
Yeah, that's good. That's something.
Slipping up a little something.
Okay.
The Erica. Elite hacker's fucking password is his sister's name and the year.
I think that's his mom's name, right?
Oh, okay. This is okay. The last
time. Which is making me wonder, is 2020 the year she died? In which case, that's really.
Invasion is the result of
sad password. Yeah, I guess, yes. Right? If she died 4 years ago? 5 years
four,
ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too risky, Briggs. Shut it down now.
I mean, imagine setting your password to the Goliath year that your mom died.
You like it or not.
Interesting that there's like absolutely no. Oh, okay. Chuck Schumer is sending a team's message.
That's very strange that they chose Senator Chuck Schumer.
Our most precious resource on Earth is food for the
oh, Ice Cube's having fun now.
That invaded Earth.
So there's
the government.
Wow.
And they activated Goliath anyway.
There's no use of AI whatsoever in this movie. Have you noticed that?
Damn, Mr. Radford.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
How you like me now?
Oh, damn.
Oh, X the everything app.
I can't believe I just did that.
Congratulations, Dad.
The news media is really on top of things.
Welcome to the crew.
Yeah. Even though all the power went out all over the world.
Sending it to yeah.
And all the, what was it? All the data was down, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Wait, so this is just the same as Independence Day.
No, oh, they're doing a virus.
Yeah. Like, the aliens invade everywhere in the world. They discover that the government has known about aliens the whole time. And then they upload a virus to the aliens.
Eat it up.
Wait, so that is this like the virus taking effect right now?
Upload froze. Status report.
Shouldn't it be like Frozen?
They're eating our data.
Thelma and Louise is a triple agent?
Are you serious? Look at this!
What?
Trick, you're breaking up, man!
I thought the daughter was gonna be the one to save the day.
I bet she is.
Shit!
The capital is under
fire! Hey, that's where I am.
We got your IPs! Y'all gotta get out of there! Hold ass, now!
These guys that we just met are about to blow up.
I see, the aliens trace the source of the virus.
Get out of there!
Get out of there!
guess these guys were right to be suspicious of bringing Ice Cube into the group. Because, you know, then they just immediately all died. The chair is down.
So, I guess it doesn't help to say this at the end of the movie, okay. Which okay. I guess there's okay. still some minutes left.
Probably like infinity minutes left.
If you're going to do a drinking game for this movie, you definitely have to drink every time he says get out of there or puts on or off his glasses.
For sure. Yes.
Son!
Reports are flooding in of massive destruction that has just occurred at several global locations. We're hearing that these machines...
Yeah, I feel like they kind of dropped the whole, you know, the entire world has collapsed because of no data. Because, like, things still seem to be happening.
Yeah.
...could have survived. Emergency services are overwhelmed and are unable to provide any rescue personnel.
No one could survive that.
Oh, well, let's put the chair.
Yeah, man, no need to go outside or anything. Or, like, downstairs.
You know, I think it's a commentary on how, you know,
what do you think is the difference between... Yeah. What do you think is the difference between remote access and commandeered drone in the context menu there?
Well, one of them is if you need to access it remotely. And the other one is, you know, for commandeering. Remotely.
What's in his ear? Does he have a hearing aid?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Dave? Son, is that you?
I am the alien now.
Connection failed.
I have been taken over by the Dead Eye aliens.
Dave?
You know how it is when sometimes your call doesn't go through the first time? It's a background.
Freaking intense.
My God, man! I thought you got hurt. I thought you was in the house.
Oh, you thought I was home.
This is crazy.
Nah, I bounced my signal. I'm chilling at Brian's house.
Oh shit!
The same trick that the. Wait, it wasn't like a Zoom background. It was a literal like
curtain
wallpaper of. A fake background?
Alien invasion insurance.
He's got the Matrix going on behind him.
Yeah.
A circle back.
Hey, I have to show you something.
Oh, hey, Sandra. If you zoom in.
The iPhone's got a powerful camera. Yeah.
Right? Like everything you'd expect to see on a microchip. But look here.
Why is red blood cells
inside of a computer
they're
chip?
They're a hybrid organism, biological and cyber. I mean, look, there's even DNA.
Wait, doesn't cyborg mean
life?
What she said?
This is cybernetic, and or did she say cyborg?
Okay. Yeah, you're probably
access to your cannibal code.
You know about that?
These things are alive. That means we can kill them.
It's never been tested. They're a hybrid organism, biological and cyber.
That explains why a computer virus.
Cyber.
Exactly.
DNA is a lot like computer code.
Why can't you just reprogram the DNA in the aliens to cannibalize themselves?
Mark, that's absolutely right. We can rewrite Faith's code.
Okay, here's what we do. We upload it to Goliath.
How would we get it into Goliath?
I'll worry about that. Dave, Faith, you guys
so,
just work
like...
on that code.
She was just like bleeding to death in this office, and now she's not bleeding to death because her boyfriend's there.
Because he packed it, he sealed it up with the packing tape.
Oh, I guess so. No need to go anywhere else then.
No, they're good. Shelter in place.
Do not get out of there.
We'll see about that.
Complex is deep underground at DHS. We must collapse the DHS.
Oh, he left the golf course. The 40-foot like some car came to pick him up.
They're playing a blow at the building where he's sitting, by the way, so he might have to get out of his chair. We must
destroy DHS. Or not.
Anything that gets through can't get to the Goliath.
No!
The military has POTUS's authority to combat this threat with any means necessary.
Our estimated blast radius for the DC area is 5 miles. We've already begun...
They're gonna nuke it, or what?
Yeah, they're just gonna nuke DC.
Lockdown of our most sensitive government buildings in preparation for the
lights turned off.
No, the lights turned red.
Twice as hard to ensure total destruction.
Yeah, wait, why is it just red?
They're gonna bomb DC and DHS.
They're on emergency power.
Get that countable code in them fast.
Dad, you're gonna have to get the code into the servers manually.
Exactly.
No, the code you will be carrying is data. They're gonna devour you.
Wait, there was a random person walking around behind. Oh no, that's her boyfriend.
No, it's just the boyfriend.
I said I'll be fine. We're out of options.
Okay, so there was some thing about he's gonna be carrying data, so then they're gonna like adding Dave to the email.
I'm out of options. Time to open Google Chrome.
He's a hacker, not a writer.
Schedule send. Right, hopefully the
sending it you now.
Google data center will still be online by the time that scheduled.
Well, they got that code written really fast.
Even I have a thumb drive.
Boy, this is a top secret military installation. They don't let thumb drives in the building.
Oh, now we're concerned about security.
Prime Air.
They're gonna pass it through the screen. Oh, Amazon drone technology.
Oh, it's the future of delivery.
Damn, this movie's crazy.
Do we know the name of the
we only got one shot at this.
Director of this movie?
You can get it here.
I don't know.
Clearly the successor to Spielberg. Okay, with the, Mark. I mean, it's right out there with the first one.
Will you see this?
I think, I don't think you missed that he used Amazon to order the package to be delivered to DHS.
And our estimated
the address was like
B-2 stealth bomber is going to nuke DC. Whenever a B-2 stealth bomber gets sent to bomb someplace, they always send an alert about it on CNN first.
Access to my system. Sandra, I need you to be my eyes and my ears.
Copy that.
Let me know what's going on at all times.
This is the longest 90-minute movie I've ever seen.
It's okay. Very long.
Hey, Mark, protect that sweet baby drone.
You got it, Pops.
So wait, I don't understand, why did he have to order something on Amazon?
So that the drone could know where to fly to get him the, thumb drive with the virus on it or whatever.
And then, DC is being destroyed.
Oh, they're going to the U.S. Capitol where all the data is.
Will, they're heading
wow. And then, like, Mark, or whatever his name, the boyfriend, has, like, inside Amazon access so he can say that, like, his drone is going to deliver that particular package.
About 8 minutes out.
Yeah, I don't know that was really covered. Wow, those are the slowest flying stealth jets I've ever seen. Oh, your order is shit, though.
Okay, here comes the drone. Obstacle. Laser.
Oh, he has to manually fly the drone? This doesn't seem like a scalable delivery solution.
Yeah, the FAA wouldn't approve it otherwise.
Was he just narrating what he was doing on the computer?
What did he say?
Right click on the map, select show active drones.
I see, because he's now going to the basement or whatever.
Is he actually doing that?
On your tail.
Yeah,
he's... I got him.
Oh, the drone is shooting? Down the aliens? The drone has missiles?
I think it's a different drone.
Oh, okay. I see. Dave, aka Disruptor, is from here in a different drone.
We're seriously getting like a half second frequency on the cuts here. Oh no, a homeless person. Scariest thing I've seen in this whole movie.
Come on guys, we're running out of time!
Oh, they're like this person needs to be saved.
Oh my god.
New? Create hyperlink. Sir.
Oh.
Sir, can you see that drone on the road? I just need you to flip it over.
Just flip it over. Just wait.
I got a better idea. Oh my god.
Why is he waiting? What's going on?
This is so irresponsible.
Wait. Give him a.
He's not falling for it.
Yeah, this guy's smart. $1,000 Amazon gift card. He's like, I live in a tent. Amazon's not gonna deliver.
Oh my god. Come on.
All right, no. Flip over for me, baby. Come on, yes!
Hero of the movie.
Talk to me, good.
Yeah.
How we looking?
Under control.
Well, the hero is the guy that bribed him with a gift card.
I've never used this before. Give me a sec.
That wasn't that the girl?
Okay, the door is right in front of you. Hurry!
No, it was Disruptor.
Begin strike formation. Oh, 5 minutes to DHS target.
Guys, the bombers are 5 minutes out. You gotta hurry.
Dave, I need some help here.
Hey, you know that DHS building in the middle of DC, right? You know where that is?
Yeah, that one there.
Damn, we're out of missiles. I need some help.
We're out of missiles. How many missiles can a drone carry?
The decoy.
Okay, that was definitely the Amazon drone. Oh, suicide drone mission. But the Amazon drone is inside now.
Oh, he flew the drone into the building?
Yeah.
How did he do that?
They used the other drone to blow up the side of the building, I guess.
We're business.
Oh, I see. They're coordinating.
Uh-oh, we're losing the signal.
I need that drone!
I can't see shit with.
She's doing great, though, for somebody who's lost all her blood.
Yeah.
Which way do I go?
You're in the server room. 5 aisles down.
He's represented by a spear. Yeah, that's that old math joke, right?
Well, so, there must be 10
for simplicity,
right on top of
that all chickens are spherical.
Yeah.
Oh shit, the tentacle's coming through the floor.
Move, bitch! Get off the way!
Yes!
Good one, Ice Cube.
Where are you?
Maybe he could have put one of his own songs.
Access point is in a sealed room.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
I just gotta find it on the map. There it is. 5 aisles down, make a left.
I think it's 5 miles down.
I also thought she said that.
Dying. It's a mess.
God, this is like the most annoying movie to fucking watch.
It's really annoying.
God damn, here it is. Goliath. Where's that
cold aisle?
Mark!
Yeah.
I need it now!
Sir, I'm here. Where are you?
Make a right. Hurry up!
Dude, just listen for the high-pitched drone whining. Oh, there it is.
Good job, Mark!
That means a lot, sir.
Shit.
Why?
Access card doesn't work. Hey, Faith, rewind the security footage. Try to find the code.
How do I do that?
Go to file and click footage playback. See if you can find.
If your card doesn't work, then the code doesn't matter.
Yeah.
111-983.
Goliath security code. I'll take factor authentication here. I'm in.
Goliath, it's dinner time.
No, you just let them right to it.
Well, that was.
Oh, they're already in there.
Look at that.
Oh yeah, they're already in there. They're grabbing at me.
No.
Where? Who's the camera and that's taking the speed?
Why does he need to keep it up? It's reaching out. Oh crap! He's fucking dead.
It's something.
Oh, she's able to cry on command.
Holy well, more but, than we can like, say for Ice Cube.
Who's gonna, who is going to tell the planes, the bomber jet to,
really did it.
Yeah, yeah, who's gonna tell the regular planes they don't have to fall to their deaths anymore?
Thank you.
Priorities aborted. There you go.
Oh, how did they know?
Oh, they were only 3 seconds away.
Oh my god, that is really the last second.
Look at those mountains of DC in the background. What lab is she in? That doesn't matter. The NASA
Sandra?
Lab.
I don't know.
Oh, but we don't know. We don't know if Ice Cube made it or not. At least he scheduled his email to send.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, now we're on her computer.
Yeah, she's got a MacBook.
Oh.
If he was alive, he would have unscheduled it.
Dear Faith and Dave, being a parent is hard.
Wait, okay, him reading this out loud is not having a ton of impact because we already saw him write it.
Yeah, but also it's somehow longer now.
Yeah.
But I held on too long. I was afraid to let you go.
These are the photos that he sent?
Please forgive my truth.
These mean a lot to me when I was spying on you against your will.
I'd keep you safe, but you ended up saving me.
Faith. Mark is the man I'd hoped he would be for you. He'll make a great father, and you're gonna make a great mom.
Dave, you took chances to defend the rights of people you may never meet, and that's the true character of a leader. Thank you for showing me the way back to what's right.
Who's talking right now?
Rebellion. The son?
Privacy should not mean giving.
Oh, he's like reading the email. Okay.
You have all become the leaders. I hope you.
Oh, Sandra got to be NASA's new leader.
Mom would be oh, that's
so
cool.
Proud of her children.
I know that makes sense because her last name is NASA.
Through this because of you guys.
Nominative determinism.
Just remember, with you always. Yeah. I love you.
So I guess he died.
Your dad.
Are you sure?
Or does he? Is he undercover? Now Dave works for the government.
What?
Mr. Radford,
how may I help you?
Mr. Radford, tremendous work. You've done your country a great service. I just got off with the president. He wants you to pioneer a new data collecting protocol that doesn't invade people's personal privacy.
Sorry, sir, but not for me.
I beg your pardon?
It's more important things to do than to worry about what's in people's Amazon cart.
I don't understand.
I'm done watching us. From now on, I'm watching you guys.
Slick little cut there.
But the president.
If you want to do your thing again, stay true and don't you bend again.
Oh, he left his office. Now he's spending time with his family.
I don't remember that song.
With Sandra. He got invited to the baby shower.
They had a bunch of baby shark themed t-shirts. Remember that from 2019?
That was cool.
Fire and brimstone, a warning of nothing for men.
No, click deny. Yeah.
Deny.
Mark, can you hear me?
I don't think anybody asked for a post-credit scene on this.
Oh, is this bloopers? Directed by Rich Lee. You were asking who directed this. Rich Lee.
And it was directed Rich Lee, for sure. Mark Hyman?
Yeah, Mark Hyman.
Okay.
Well, that was the movie, man. Okay.
I mean, like, that was cool. Like, they clearly put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah. Somebody did, I guess. It's just like, okay, I mean.
Who is it for?
Yeah, like now we've made this movie. So now can we say that we don't need to make any more movies like this?
I mean, yeah, they tried it, right? It was a concept movie.
Oh, that was Ava Longoria. I didn't even put that together. Yeah,
Clark
that
Gregg?
Is him.
Is that the,
Gregg.
That's
the
it?
Avengers
okay.
guy. Yeah.
Okay.
I told you.
All right, you're right. I also did not recognize Eva Longoria, but I also did not watch Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, no, she looked familiar, but...
You know, Devin Bostick? This guy looks like he's from somewhere.
Before you win. Oh, Andrea Savage. Yeah, I know her. That's the FBI.
I know her from getting blown up. Where's she from?
Yeah.
Where's she from?
I don't know. Like small time comedy things.
Okay. This guy doesn't get a credit?
I think he must have been that producer. All right. Well.
Nicholas Page.
Nicholas Page. Oh my god, they had two assistant directors on this?
I'm telling you, man, they worked hard on this one.
Oh man. Well, good job, guys. You did it. You put some more data out there into the world. 90 minutes of data.
Oh man. There was so much fucking data. It was way too much.
The data on this movie, it was really out of control.
Like, I feel like I OD'd on data watching that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, would you say it was worse or better than you expected?
I mean, I like, you know, people were talking about it in superlatives, right? So, you know, I think it was different. Like, it was more than I expected. There was just more crap.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. I guess they had fun with it. I don't know.
Yeah, my favorite part was when he ran out of the room just to go back in. My second favorite part is when something really upsetting happened, and then he threw his glasses onto the ground in disgust, and then 1 second later they were back on his face.
Yeah. You know what they say, the best special effect is a great actor. So
that's right.
Ice Cube proved it right there.
So how many Oscars would you give it?
How many Oscars? Production design, sound design, sound mixing, sound editing.
This is sound design.
Oh. Yeah. Visual effects, special achievement in visual effects, best adapted screenplay.
Best adapted Microsoft UI.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yep, the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Well, Rich Lee was not only the director, but the executive creative officer.
He should be proud. He worked hard for that credit. Yeah, best aliens, best humans, best best office buildings, best data, definitely best data. Yeah, yeah. I think
like
it's
that wasn't
clean
even
sweep.
Content. That was all data.
Not even content. Yeah. Not even content. One of the songs on the soundtrack of this movie is cinematic orchestral action trailer extended version. That's very funny.
Speaking of Nicholas Page, did you hear that they want to do a True Detective season with Nicolas Cage?
That sounds awesome.
I know.
I mean, I never even watched True Detective, but that sounds awesome.
You watched Bad Lieutenant.
I was trying to remember if I had actually seen that or just, like, imagined that I saw it.
Didn't we see it in theaters together?
Yeah, that sounds right. I just couldn't remember.
It was, like, in Bethesda.
Oh, okay. In the Landmark or whatever.
I don't know. Whichever one is next to the the yoga murder store.
What? Oh, Lululemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that store is there anymore, by the way.
No. Probably because of all the murders.
Yeah.
Too soon?
No, I think it's okay. All right. Well, let's see. Do you think they're going to do something like You Got Hacked at the end?
You got hacked. No, I think we're done.
So far, no. All right. Well, thanks for the data.
Yep. And now, listeners, that data has been transferred onto you. So, you know, guard it closely and make sure aliens don't eat it.
Oh, they're coming. They're coming for you now. You've been infected.
Yeah. You're going to need the cannibal code if you want to get out of this one.
The cannibal code. And I still don't understand what happened with... what. Why did he have like a fake background behind him? Like, did that mean something? The sun?
Because like, remember Ice Cube thought that he died because his house blew up.
Yeah.
But it turned out that he was at his friend's house and he just had a curtain behind him showing that had like printed on it a room of his own house.
Right. But like, was that to fool the aliens?
I mean, that's just what cool hackers do, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. I guess it was to fool his dad.
Yeah. Yes, probably. Which he did.
It totally worked.
Yeah.
All right, well, great. I think, yeah, in terms of movies that came out in 2025, this was one of them.
Yes.
And we hope
as my grandfather would say, that movie was very.
And that's the superlative, or sure, I guess it's not, but it was the veriest, we can say that.
Yeah.
All right, well, kicking off the new season of the Ben and Vince Show with I don't know, with the sound of aliens stealing data out of a data center.
Yep.
Like that?
So, like that, yep.
We'll see you next week for episode 2 of season 6?
7.
7! Whoa! Okay. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thanks for joining us on that journey. And we'll maybe have a more normal format next time. Or maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah, call in if you want us to do another movie commentary and get suggestions on which movies, like The Hobbit or Chucky or Judgment Bird. Zingo. Alright.
Do you want to give the number or?
Oh, okay. No. Well, you know, you have the data. You already know, but 862-234-0491. Call in. Leave your suggestions.
Yep.
All right. See you next time.
Thanks. We'll
Ben and Vince Show.